This past week, we watched as Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Judge Brett Kavanaugh shared their accusations and response, respectively. We also watched what many believe was the end of fairness and dignity in Washington politics. Here to look back at the hearing and the fallout is senior editor of the Stream, as well as the founder and editor of the Intellectual Conservative, Rachel Alexander. Thanks for being here today, Rachel.
Thanks for having me on.
Stream.org, intellectualconservative.com, the two websites associated with Rachel. Well, let's start with the idea of if this was a court of law, you would ask for preponderance of the evidence and claim innocence with unless a case was proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Did any of those points get hit on the hearing this past Thursday?
You know, you bring up a really good point. That really disturbed me as a former prosecutor. He's being accused of crimes. These are crimes where you get a jury trial, you get an attorney to represent you. But instead, he's having this be played out with no attorney in front of all of America, and they're deciding his guilt right in front of us. So it was pretty abhorrent, and I think, you know, this woman who's accused him and these other women, they needed to go to law enforcement to lob their complaints, not to senators.
I mean, personally, I believe something happened to Ford just watching her, and I'm not a big proponent of body language, but voice is the lie detector. You can't fake stress, fear, and pain vocally. And I buy that something happened to her. I just don't think the target of these accusations was in that room.
Yeah, that's my gut instinct as well. And, you know, we keep hearing these rumors being thrown around that there's a guy out there that looks like Kavanaugh who is, you know, probably going to come forward and admit that it was him.
And the, well, when you look at the Democratic side too, just the ideas of, you know, how much beer do you drink? How many beers can you drink before you black? This was like a scene out of, that. Remember the old MTV show Real World? That's almost a script for, or a scene from Big Brother, maybe more contemporary, of when they're just lounging around talking nonsense.
Well, they're desperate. They're grasping at straws. So they're asking him, you know, what did a teenager do goofing off when, you know, he was a teenager? I mean, that's getting into the weeds. That doesn't have anything to do with anything. You know, we all were teenagers who did stupid stuff, and you know, just drinking a little bit too much, as long as you're not sexually assaulting him, sexually assaulting someone, there's nothing wrong per se that would stop you from being a Supreme Court justice just because you had a couple beers when you were 17.
You got to give Kavanaugh a mega points because he knew going in what he was going to be faced with. He knew going in that as far as the people in the room, he was not going to change anyone. But he also proved, I think, to the American people that this is what you do when you're falsely accused. You don't bow. You don't excuse. You don't say, well, it didn't, but I'll accept the blame. This is what you do.
Yeah, I think he took the right approach. He was very defiant, and I could not believe how many times he teared up. To me, that was a sign that he's innocent. When you are falsely accused, and it is so unfair, and it is so humiliating across the whole country, you just get incredibly frustrated because how do you get out of it? How do you prove a negative? How does he prove that he didn't sexually attack this woman?
It was just absolutely incredible to watch the Democrat senators on the committee, their faces when Kavanaugh pushed back at them. That was something they were not used to.
Yeah, he was pretty amazing. I mean, do you remember when Senator Leahy kept trying to talk over him and Kavanaugh just went off on him, said, no, I'm going to talk. I'm going to answer this. I'm going to explain the background. And he was, at that point, I just think he was his sadness or whatever that made him cry was turning into anger. He was so furious at how rudely they treated him, and they were rude.
But then the news media, as I refer to in the news media morons, no offense to the present company because you're certainly not under that umbrella, and the liberals turned that around by saying, see, that anger, that hostility, that shows he's not fit to serve on the Supreme Court. And look, he was aggressive to women. He abused those women on the committee seats.
Well, that's just ridiculous. You know, they're the ones who drove him to tears, And that doesn't mean he's not fit to serve on the Supreme Court. I think anyone would have buckled under that, you know.
Yeah.
I've been a victim of being wrongly politically targeted before, and it was absolute utter hell going through something like that. And I can't blame him for, you know, being close to tears. In fact, the more he came close to tears, the more I liked him.
Maybe the best by the left and the news media was, well, Kavanaugh can't go on the Supreme Court now because he's going to have an anti-democratic bias. Well, first of all, I don't think he would, but if he does, whose fault is that?
Well, and there's also the fact that, you know, he's always been a conservative. So, you know, if he doesn't prefer the Democrats, that's nothing new. I don't think this has changed anything. You know, he's a very principled man, and if he already didn't like the Democrats, this doesn't make it any different.
Rachel Alexander from The Stream, stream.org. She's also the founder and editor of The Intellectual Conservative, intellectualconservative.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, I guess with the passing of John McCain, Lindsey Graham has found a new passion for reality. He certainly had his Joseph Welch moment.
Oh, my gosh, that was incredible. And I can't stand Lindsey Graham, but I, you know, I'm almost becoming a fan from that. I mean, he just got up there and passionately just denounced the whole process. And I agree. I think that, you know, now that John McCain is no longer, you know, hanging out above him and Lindsey Graham's in the shadow, he's got the freedom to speak out, because I think he just, you know, acted like a moderate, apparently, because of McCain.
By the way, for you listening for your history lesson for the morning, Joseph Welch was the lawyer who served as the chief counsel of the U.S. Army when it was under investigation by McCarthy, and he's the one who, on publicly in front of the cameras, called out McCarthy. So that was my political analogy with Joseph Welch before. So let's look at the mechanics. Jeff Flake, a yes on the committee vote. That was one of the doubtful votes. We had I'll call them the four amigos. We have Flake, Collins, Murkowski, and Democrat Joe Manchin, with the belief being where one goes, all four of them are going to go. If Flake's a yes, does that alleviate the doubts about Collins?
Wow, I don't know if they're all going to go that one way. You know, that's interesting to think if they are. But yeah, that was a good sign that Flake is going to go the right way. I still think it's going to be tight. It's going to be close, but I think they're going to confirm him.
Again, the political polling logic says Democrat Manchin has to be a yes because of the state that he represents, West Virginia, which is heavy Trump territory, where Collins can say no, buy herself 2 years to fix whatever that vote comes with consequences. And that becomes the push as far as losing one, gaining one for the vote for Kavanaugh.
Yeah, you're right. I think Collins is the one, you know, we have to worry about. But if it's just her, then, you know, I think, you know, we still have a good chance.
And when you get down to it, too, does any one senator want to be the one who keeps Brett Kavanaugh off the Supreme Court?
Well, but, you know, it comes down to what are their personalities like. Like McCain, you know, he saw himself as this maverick, and he liked being the one senator who stopped Obamacare from being repealed. I don't see these other senators as being quite mavericky as McCain. I don't see them wanting the limelight in that same way.
Well, we'll find out more this coming Tuesday when the next battle in the octagon, otherwise known as U.S. Senate, will take place. That will be the day of the floor vote for the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Follow along with the events as he unfolds. Stream.org is one place to do that. We've been talking with their senior editor, who is also founder and editor of The Intellectual Conservative. Intellectualconservative.com is the website there. Rachel Alexander, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.